From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. So far, so good for the so-called static kill of the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. BP says the heavy drilling mud being pumped into the well appears to be holding back the oil, which until now has only been restrained by the cap on the wellhead. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. Richard, how stable is this balance in the well, and can BP declare the static kill a success?
Yes, BP is calling this a major milestone. BP says it took about 8 hours to pump the fluid gently into the well, and they've finished pumping that now. The fluid pushed the oil back into the rock where it came from, and the 2.5-mile-long well is now filled up with this very heavy drilling mud. In fact, that fluid weighs so much that the oil should not be able to flow up the well at all. So in oil industry lingo, they say this well has been killed.
So what are the next steps in making sure the well is sealed once and for all?
BP will pump cement into the well in order to make a permanent seal. They might pump that cement down from the top of the well, just like they did with the mud, or they might pump it down the relief well, and that's almost completed, and eventually it will drill into the bottom of the well just to make sure everything down there is fully plugged up. Eventually, BP will also need to put in a second cement plug higher up the well before they can abandon it completely and permanently.
Thanks, Richard. NPR's Richard Harris in Washington. Intel has settled the antitrust lawsuit filed against the computer chip maker by the Federal Trade Commission. NPR's Howard Berkus says details of the deal will be announced this morning.
The Federal Trade Commission's antitrust lawsuit was prompted by Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD, which convinced the agency that Intel deployed anti-competitive practices that drove up prices for consumers and stifled computer chip markets. Earlier settlement talks collapsed after Intel accused the FTC of insisting on restrictions that would make it impossible for Intel to conduct business. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The debate in the Senate over the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court is divided along party lines. Democrats, such as Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, are praising Kagan as a legal scholar.
Solicitor General Kagan not only has the necessary qualifications to be a Supreme Court justice, but has also demonstrated her respect for the rule of law.
But Republicans, such as Orrin Hatch of Utah, disagree. He says he believes Kagan would be an activist on the Supreme Court.
I hope I'm wrong about soon-to-be Justice Kagan. I hope that she proves me wrong.
The Senate is expected to confirm Kagan's nomination by the end of the week. A key vote by a Senate panel on a new arms control treaty with Russia is being delayed until next month. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry says he needs more time to try to win Republican support for the measure, which was signed by President Obama and his Russian counterpart in the spring. Only one Senate Republican is publicly supporting the treaty so far. Kerry says the treaty is needed to verify the nuclear arsenals of the two countries. This is NPR News. Federal authorities have seized $100 million worth of counterfeit merchandise in a crackdown at San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf. Anthony Ho is with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division. He says a wide range of bogus designer-labeled products were found.
One of the president's daughters...
Sign in.
Ho says the products included shoes and designer-labeled handbags. He says 11 people have been indicted on a range of charges. 10 of those are in custody. Today is President Obama's birthday. He's 49 years old. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Mr. Obama will celebrate without his family.
I hope I'm wrong.
One of the president's daughters is at camp, and the other is traveling with Michelle Obama in Spain. Without them, Mr. Obama will fly to Chicago this evening. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs describes the plans for a low-key birthday.
Dinner with some friends in Chicago, and I think he is looking forward to spending the night in his house for a change.
The next day, Mr. Obama will visit a Ford plant and speak at a Democratic fundraiser in Chicago. Party activists across the country have bigger birthday plans. They're scheduling hundreds of birthday-themed events to raise money, energize the base, and encourage people to vote for Democrats in November. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The latest member of Congress to fail to make it through a party primary is Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Kilpatrick of Michigan. She lost in the primary there yesterday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.